WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That was a sound at Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today as the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, they are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court Thursday. ABC's Terry Moran was there.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York. The National Enquirer publisher expected back on the stand. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Saturday is Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says bringing your unused and expired meds to collection sites statewide protects you, your family, and your community. You can find more information in a Drug Take-Back Day site near you at the DHS website. Wisconsin has been awarded $62 million in federal funding from the Solar for All grant to help fund solar systems for low and moderate income households. Governor Tony Evers' office says the cost of installing solar systems is among the barriers low-income residents face. And in Madison, officials are ready for Saturday's Mifflin Street Block Party. The annual event draws thousands to the downtown area near the UW campus for a day of excessive drinking and the problems that accompany that. 2 years ago, several people were injured when a crowded porch collapsed. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your Max FM forecast, good morning. I'm Maddie Jones. A soggy weekend in store. In fact, up to 3/4 of an inch of rain possible today through Sunday. Showers possible mainly this afternoon. It's going to be breezy as well. Winds from the southeast blowing 10 to 15 miles per hour. Gusts to 30, a high around 58. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Temperatures rising to 61. Then showers and another thunderstorm possible tomorrow. Breezy as well with a high near 77. As we look ahead to Sunday, showers and possibly another thunderstorm with a high of 67. A chance for more showers and more thunderstorms into early next week. We'll keep you updated on all the latest right here at 99.7 Max FM. Right now, it's 42.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope you are having a great start to your morning. Hey, happy Friday. We love being able to say that because we are just a few short hours away from another weekend. Don't let work or school get in the way. And hey, keep the umbrella handy as well. You're going to need it over the next few days. Lots of chances for showers and thunderstorms and even some rising temperatures. Thank you very much for the spring weather, Mother Nature. Philip Bailey and Phil Collins now.
Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I want you to want me. There is Cheap Trick, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now, if you're thinking about catching a good movie this weekend because, well, it's going to be a little yucky out there, probably not going to be doing too many outdoor activities, there's a few new releases in the theaters, including Challengers, which is rated R. It stars Zendaya as a tennis prodigy whose career abruptly ends after she blows out her knee. She turns to coaching and ends up pushing her husband and ex-boyfriend into competing against each other, both on and off the court. Boy Kills World is also new to theaters this weekend. It's a limited release. It is rated R. In a post-apocalyptic world, Bill Skarsgård plays a deaf-mute orphan who learns martial arts and goes on a killing spree to get revenge against Famke Janssen for killing his family. It also stars H. John Benjamin from Archer as his inner voice. And then finally, Breathe is also going to be new to theaters this weekend. It's rated PG-13, also a limited release movie. It's a sci-fi thriller about a future where oxygen levels on Earth have made the surface uninhabitable. Jennifer Hudson lives in an underground bunker with her daughter and her husband, played by Common. After he goes missing during a trip to the surface, their bunker is attacked by a group led by Mila Jovovich, who wants to get her hands on their air filtration unit. So there you go. Some interesting ones this weekend in the theaters if you're thinking about checking out a really great movie. Or you could stay home, do a little binge watching with all of your streaming platforms as well. Either way, you're not probably going to be going outdoors because it is just going to be very soggy. In fact, we could see a quarter of an inch of rain between today into Sunday. Showers possible mainly this afternoon, breezy as well. Winds gusting to 30, a high today near 58. Showers and possibly a thunderstorm tonight. Temperatures rising actually to around 61. And then showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow, breezy as well with a high near 77. Looking ahead to Sunday, pretty much all of the same thing that we just talked about. Showers, thunderstorms, 67 for a high. Right now, it is 42.
It's our last concert for this spring as Infinity brings the ultimate rock experience to the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells Friday, May 3rd. You know them from their sold-out Bostics and Journey Recaptured concerts earlier this year. Now they're back playing classic to current hits, and they let you pick the songs. Want to rock out to your favorite Bon Jovi hit? You got it. How about Bruno Mars or Walk the Moon? They'll play that too. But it's only for one night, Friday, May 3rd at the Legacy Dinner Theater. From AC/DC to Zeppelin and everything in between, and it's all by request. Heck, you might even hear some country and disco. One thing's for sure, it'll be a night of your favorite songs, dancing in the aisles, and you might even get to sing with the band. Come early and grab something to eat before the show. Tickets are going fast, and this show will sell out. Get your tickets now at LegacyDinnerTheater.com. That's LegacyDinnerTheater.com.
Step into a world of charm and discovery at the Avoca Mercantile. Embrace the joys of spring. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Explore the extensive array of unique and budget-friendly finds, from exquisite crafts to delightful home decor and gifts for all occasions. With new arrivals daily, there's always a fresh surprise in store at the Avoca Mercantile. Support local artisans and treat yourself to a delightful shopping experience. They can't wait to welcome you.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-632-4055 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-632-4055. That's 800-632-4055. What do you have to lose? Call 800-632-4055. Again, 800-632-4055.
maximum hits.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
Cars, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. We hope that your morning's going well so far. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Bright, early, and a whole lot of rain headed our way. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. In the meantime, you know I love a feel-good story. Always a positive way to start the day, right? And this is a great one. A barber in Connecticut named Osvaldo Lugo is being hailed as a hero for saving a little girl from running into traffic. He was in his shop when he saw her out the window, sprinted out the door, grabbed her just before she ran into a busy intersection. The mom was at a bus stop down the street, and she said she looked away for just 1 second. That's usually how it goes with those kiddos, right? They're quick on their feet, but luckily this little girl had somebody looking out for her, so that's a pretty cool story. Now, I mentioned the forecast, right? We've got to talk about it in just a moment because, well, showers possible today, tomorrow, I mean into Sunday, even into the evening. We are talking a whole lot of rain potentially over the next few days. Temperature is going to kind of be all over the place as well. A little cooler today, and then we actually warm up tomorrow, almost 80 degrees, but of course, we're going to be talking about those showers and thunderstorms. We're going to look more at your forecast in more detail with Sean Cable in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next. Right now, your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. On Friday, April 26th, from 10:30 until 1 o'clock, the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg will be hosting a brat stand. It's going to be at Chelsea Steel Team of Reedsburg, 1643 East Main Street. Proceeds from the fundraiser will be going to support the many projects Kiwanis does for the youth of our community. Again, this will be happening on Friday from 10:30 until 1 p.m. The brat stand fundraiser for the Kiwanis Club of Reedsburg, and that again is at 1643 East Main Street in Reedsburg. Also on that same day, there's an Arbor Day fundraiser at the Portage Elks Lodge. Come celebrate Arbor Day with basket raffles, door prizes, and appetizers, and all the proceeds used to sponsor trees planted in the Portage area parks. This again is going to be on Friday, April 26th. It'll get started at 5 p.m. Check out the Portage Elks Lodge website for more details. And then the next day on Saturday, April 27th, it's going to be the Sacred Heart Athletics annual broad feed and raffle. Meal will include brats, hot dogs, chips, pickles, baked beans, soda, and beer. There's also going to be a Culver's frozen custard stand. This will all be happening at the Sacred Heart Catholic School, 5 o'clock until 8:30 on Saturday, April 27th. And again, the proceeds will be going to help Sacred Heart Athletics. Facebook.com/SHS Reedsburg for more details.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center's Health for You is a program designed to help qualified individuals derail the onset of serious illnesses. With Health for You, RAMC will help you achieve weight loss, add physical activity into your life, manage stress, and improve important blood markers, and help you stay motivated to become a healthier you. Health for You may be covered by your insurance. The next program starts soon. Take control of your health. Contact Reedsburg Area Medical Center at 768-6243. RAMCHealth.com.
The first round of the NFL draft is in the books. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Bears, as expected, made USC quarterback Caleb Williams the first overall pick in the draft. Packers had offers to trade down, but in the end, GM Brian Gutekunst went with an offensive lineman with the 25th overall pick.
With the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers and hosts for the 2025 NFL draft select Jordan Morgan, tackle, Arizona.
Commissioner Roger Goodell with the call. The Packers have four picks on day two, numbers 41 and 58 in round two, 88 and 91 in round three. Brewers earned a series split with the Pirates, winning 7-5 at PNC Park yesterday. They'll take on the Yankees at AmFam Field tonight. The Bucks will take on the Pacers in game three of their NBA opening round playoff series. Forward Chris Middleton considered questionable with a sprained ankle. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Breezy with a few scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today 58 with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 53. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, scattered thunderstorms, and a couple of those could be strong to severe. Our high tomorrow, 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help, 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41. 99.7.
Another life.
Def Leppard is on Max FM.
Step inside, walk this way, you and me, babe. Hey, hey!
Yeah, we like a bomb, baby, come and get it on. Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video bam. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
Yeah!
90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trash until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
tears I cry aren't tears of pain. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
League, there is human. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. Soggy over the next few days. Keep the umbrella handy. That is your tip. Showers mainly this afternoon. Breezy as well. Gust to about 30 miles per hour today. 58 for a high. And then tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely. Temperatures actually rising overnight. Showers and thunderstorms again tomorrow with a high near 77. And then showers and thunderstorms again on Sunday with a high near 67. Right now it's 42. Coming up this morning on Max FM, common things that we all like to do that nobody really talks about. They just kind of become standard after a while. Plus, in a world where we enjoy a lot of 3 hour long plus movies, it turns out that that might be just a little too much. We want those movies shortened a little bit. We'll get into that discussion this morning. Plus, some of us crazy people out there would love a 7 day work week. And just think about that as you get into a weekend. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up this morning as well. If you're celebrating today or over the weekend, or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. ABC News and local news right around 7 o'clock. Sports later this morning with Mike Ganger, plus all the music you need to start your Friday. It's all here on 99.7 Max FM.
Don't let a few orange barrels and detour signs fool you. Baraboo is open for business. This is George Altoff from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce.
And I'm Seth Taff from Downtown Baraboo Incorporated.
We want you to know that the reconstruction of Highway 33 through Baraboo should not deter you from visiting.
That's right. Baraboo is open for business.
Just follow the detour signs.
They'll point you in the right direction.
Baraboo has so much to offer. Circus World, wineries, breweries, a world-class distillery, and a downtown that's right out of a Norman Rockwell painting. And there's always something fun going on.
Like our annual Fair on the Square, Saturday, May 11th. It'll bring 200 artists and crafters to downtown for a one-day bonanza.
And on Saturday, June 8th, we'll host our annual Big Top Parade, featuring beautiful circus wagons, marching bands, and enough clowns to fill up a school bus.
So, ignore those orange barrels and head to Baraboo for the day, or come for the weekend.
For more information, visit baraboo.com or downtownbaraboo.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26.
Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Should have seen by the look in my eyes, baby, there was something missing. You should have known by the tone of my voice, maybe, but you didn't listen. You played dead, but you never bled. Instead you
this
listen to your heart.